Hello? Hello? Hey, Diane? Diane, it's Paul. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. So I'm your neighbor from down the street, and I was in your yard about an hour ago. And I think I may have dropped my weed pipe in your yard. And I was wondering if you could check and see if it's still there.
Who is this?
It's Paul from down the street.
Okay.
So,
All right. Well, good luck.
no.
What's your last name, Paul?
It's who? Paul who? But anyway, I was smoking weed in your yard and I think I dropped the pipe. And she's gone. Hello, Sherry.
Hello, yes.
Hey, Sherry, it's Paul from down the street. I'm your neighbor.
Okay.
So, I was in your yard playing about an hour ago, and I think I may have dropped something out there, and I was wondering if you could see if it's still there.
At this hour?
Yeah, I was smoking weed in your yard, and I dropped my weed pipe, and I kind of need it back.
I can't go out there and do that right now. You woke me up from a solid sleep.
Well, I really need my weed pipe back. It was very expensive, and I think it's right in the middle of your yard. Can you just see if it's still there?
I believe your pipe will be okay until daylight, okay?
But I just want to make sure nobody steals it or anything. Can you just see if it's still there? Please? Come on, Sherry.
Okay, cool it.
Are you looking? Think she's actually doing it. Is awesome.
I did not see your pipe out there. It'll be fine until tomorrow, I'm sure.
Okay, and you looked all over the yard? Check over, might be over by the mailbox. Can you check by the mailbox real quick?
No, Paul, I can't. I told you woke me up. I'm not too interested in looking for a weed
I
pipe.
think it's by the mailbox. Can you just check over there real quick?
No.
Please, just check the mailbox. Last place.
No.
But Sherry, I think that's where it is. Sherry.
Broadcasting from an operator switchboard somewhere at the telephone company, you're listening to The Phone Show on prankoperator.com.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to The Phone Show. This is episode 10, and today is Thursday, March 7th, 2019. In this show, I'm going to be calling up a bunch of people in a neighborhood and tell them that I lost my weed pipe in their yard and see how they react to that. These calls were actually made 2 days ago. I just finally got around to editing the show, and I made these calls between 12:30 and 1:30 in the morning. I was at it for almost an hour, but the show's obviously going to be shorter than that because a lot of people didn't answer and I got a lot of disconnected numbers. But I had fun. It was a, fairly successful show, I would say. A lot of people got mad at me and, waking up in the middle of the night because their neighbor left a weed pipe in their yard. Who doesn't want to get that call early in the morning? So anyway, hope you enjoy the show. And don't forget to support it on Patreon at patreon.com/prankoperator. And keep your suggestions coming and send your ideas by going to prankoperator.com and click on the contact button. Now let's get started with the calls. Hello, Jennifer. Hey, this is Paul from down the street. I'm your neighbor. Hey, I'm glad you answered. This is kind of important. So I was in your yard a couple hours ago, and I think I might have dropped something. I was wondering if you can go see if it's still there.
No.
No, I'm not going outside.
Okay, well, I was in your backyard a couple hours ago smoking my weed pipe, and I think I might have left it in your yard. Hey, is this Chris?
Hello?
Hey, Chris, this is Paul. I'm your neighbor from down the street. So I was just telling Jennifer, I was in your yard earlier. I was playing in your backyard, and I think I may have dropped my weed pipe in your yard, and I was wondering if you can go see if it's there.
I will when it gets light in the morning.
I know. I like hanging out in your yard because, you know, your yard is nicer than mine. And anyway, so I was smoking weed in your yard. And I think I might have left my weed pipe there. I think I might have dropped it in your yard. So I was just wondering if you could see if it was still out there for me. He's not going to look for my weed pipe, I guess.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer...
Rest in peace, Mark and Julie.
We're sorry. This person is dead. Please hang up and give a moment of silence. This is a recording.
You know, now that I think about it, I think I left it at Dennis and Miriam's house. That must be it.
Sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected.
Nope. Rest in peace. Maybe I didn't leave it there. I don't know, this isn't going very well so far. It's the beginning of the show and I've only gotten one answer. Let's try Michael and Sherry. Hello?
Yes.
Hello, Michael?
Yes.
Hey, Michael. This is Paul from down the street. So I was playing in your yard about an hour ago, and I think I may have dropped my weed pipe in your backyard, and I was wondering if you could see if it's still there. I can't find it, so I think I must have dropped it when I was leaving your yard.
You lost me. I apologize.
Oh, I was playing in your backyard. You know, just watching the stars, and I was smoking marijuana using my weed pipe. And I think I may have dropped my weed pipe in your yard because I don't have it anymore. Oh, he hung up. Let's call him back.
You reached the home of Michael and Sherry Bowles, please.
Oh. All right. Michael is not going to look for my weed pipe. Let's see. Maybe I left it Dave and Victoria's. One ringy dingy. Hello?
It's gone.
Hey, Dave. This is Paul from down the street.
Yep.
And so I was playing in your backyard about an hour ago. And I think I may have dropped my weed pipe when I was out there smoking weed in your yard. I was wondering if you could check and see if it's still there. Because I can't find it. Yeah, I can't find it. I think I must have dropped it in your yard. And I was just wondering if you can go look for it.
Why would I go look for it?
Well, because I was smoking weed and I'm kind of high right now. And so I thought that it would make sense, especially it's your yard. I mean, doesn't that make it your responsibility?
Yeah right. So, who is this?
This is Paul from down the street.
Paul who?
Yeah, Paul who from down the street. So I was wondering if you can go see if it's there. Oh, let's call him back.
Dave, sorry,
Mr.
Call. Leave
a message. Come on, Dave. Answer the phone.
Listen, Dave, sorry, Mr. Call.
Oh,
And Dave is hitting the FU button, so he is not going to take my call. Alright, let's move on to Cody and Sarah. Maybe it's in their yard. Oh. Let's try again. Alright, well their number is not connecting, so we're going to have to move on. Let's call Bart.
Hey, Rudy, Bart Carver. Please leave me a message.
Hello, Tony.
You have the wrong number.
Oh, is Thomas there?
What name? Who?
Is Thomas there then?
No, this is Catherine's phone.
Oh.
Somebody by that name.
Oh, hey, Catherine, I remember you. Yeah, I live down the street from you.
You live down the street from me.
Yeah, this is Paul. So I was playing in your yard about an hour ago. And I think I might have dropped something out there, so I was wondering if you could see if it's still there.
Playing in my yard. Who are you?
Oh, I'm your neighbor, Paul. You remember me. I wave whenever I walk by your house.
Sir, this is her daughter. What's going on?
Oh.
I live in the street. She's at my house.
Yeah, this is Paul. I live down the street. It's Paul from down the street. Anyway, Paul, so I was... Yeah, so I was playing in your yard about an hour ago, and I think I may have dropped...
Why are you playing in the yard?
Oh, because I was bored, and your yard is nicer than mine. So,
uh-uh. No, sir.
Anyway, it's not...
Well,
anyway, it's not important. I've already gone home now, but I was in your yard...
Well, the police is recording this right now, so go ahead.
Well, I was in your yard, and I was smoking my weed pipe, and I think I may have dropped it. My weed pipe. My marijuana pipe.
Why are you smoking weed in the woods?
Well, I'm not going to smoke it in my own yard.
That on fire?
Oh, it's okay. I'm careful. But anyway, I think I may have dropped my weed pipe. Well, I think I dropped my weed pipe. So I was wondering if you could see if it's still there so I can come pick it up in the morning.
I'm not going to... No, you're not coming in the yard to get your weed pipe. The police will get it.
Well, I don't even know if it's there. I was hoping you could check for me.
Do what now?
I was hoping you could check for it.
So you tell... Okay, just listen. You're telling me you were playing in my yard earlier because my yard's nicer than your yard. And you're telling me that you're pretty sure you dropped your weed pipe in my yard and want me to go look for it?
That is correct, yes.
How long have you been gone?
I was there about an hour ago, so not that long ago.
You by yourself?
Well... Yeah, I mean, my cat's here with me, but, you know, just me.
Okay, you say Paul like we know you down the road. Where do you live down the road?
You know, I'm just a few houses down. I'm over in the blue house.
Okay, first of all, how'd you get the phone up?
Well, I just look it up in the phone book. You know, I want to see
who... No, you don't. It's a cell phone.
Well, it's in the phone book. You have to call and order the residential pages because they don't send those to you automatically. But anyway, I just want to know if my weed pipe's there.
I'll be glad to let the police walk with you to go find it.
Oh, no, that's not necessary.
That's right. And it ain't really necessary if you be back in that yard or you're going to get your ass whooped and you will sit in prison. Do you understand?
Well, that's not nice.
We will have cameras up and we will be watching.
Okay. Oh, cool. If you have cameras, can you just check the camera and just see if I dropped it? Nope. And they're gone. I don't know. I don't think I'm getting my weed pipe back. I think she's keeping it for herself. Let's try the next people. Hello, this is Paul from down the street. I'm your neighbor.
Uh-huh.
Hey, So I was in your yard about an hour ago, and I think I may have dropped something, so I was wondering if you could see if it's there.
And you say, who's calling?
This is Paul from down the street.
What address?
Well, you know, I'm over on Parkside Drive, just a few houses down.
So, what address are you talking about?
Well, I kind of don't know if I want to give you my house number because I was smoking weed in your yard, and I think I dropped my weed pipe. I was just wondering if you could see if it's there, and if it is, I can come back later in the morning and pick it up.
Yeah, we won't be involved with that.
Oh, no, that's fine. I just want to know if I left it there. Like, can you just check your yard and see if it's out there?
Yeah, we'd be glad to do that tomorrow and just call you back on this number.
Well, no, I kind of need to know now because yours isn't the only house I was at, and I'm not sure which house I left it at. So it's either your house or the other neighbors across the street. Because I was kind of all over the neighborhood just smoking weed.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that. I'll just call law enforcement tomorrow and I'll get them to advise me.
No, that's okay. If you can just see if it's there. Well, they're not going to look for it. But they have another phone number listed. See who answers the other one.
Hello.
Hey, this is Paul from down the street.
Who?
This is Paul from down the street. I'm your neighbor.
Paul who?
Yeah, it's Paul who from down the street. Anyway, I was playing in your yard about an hour ago, and I think I may have dropped my weed pipe. And I was wondering if you could check and see if it's still out there.
What's that?
I think I dropped my weed pipe when I was playing in your yard. And I was wondering if you could check and see if it's still there so I can maybe come get it later in the morning.
We are still in bed.
Well, I know. I was out there and I was smoking weed in your yard. I figured I wouldn't disturb you if I did it this late at night. But I think I dropped my weed pipe outside. So I was wondering if you could tell me if it's still there. Oh, there they go. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to find my weed pipe tonight. Let's try Andrew and Caroline. Maybe it's at their house.
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh. Hello?
Hello, Chad.
Yes.
Hey, Chad, this is Paul from down the street. I'm your neighbor.
Yes.
Hey, so I was in your yard about an hour ago, and I think I may have dropped something in your yard, and I was wondering if you could see if it's still there.
What time is it?
Oh, it's about 1 in the morning. But it was only about midnight when I was in your yard. But anyway, so I was in your yard and I was smoking my weed pipe, and I think I may have dropped it on my way out of your yard. And I was wondering if you could see if it's still there, because I paid a lot of money for that thing.
Which house do you live at?
Well, I'm down the street over in the blue house. But anyway, I. You don't have to bring it to me. I'll come back and get it. I just wanted to know if it was still there.
I mean, which house do you live at?
I'm just about maybe 3 houses down from you. But anyway,
What's your address? Are you on Stone Cottage?
Yeah, I'm on Stone Cottage Drive. I don't know if I want to give you my house number because I don't know if you're cool because I was smoking marijuana in your yard.
I don't care, dude. I don't mind about that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I'll make sure I go to your house from now on. I went to one of your other neighbor's houses the other night. They got really mad at me, threatening to call the police, and it was awful. But anyway,
I'm just kind of, dude, I mean, I got to get up to go to work in the morning. It's 1 o'clock in the damn morning.
Yeah, you know, this is the best time to party. You know, I just wanted to know if I left my weed pipe there. So.
I will try to give it a look, man, and then see if I can. Would you have been standing in the yard, or would you have been standing, like, on the walk?
Yeah, I was, like, right in the middle of your yard. If you don't mind, I mean, if you're on a cordless phone, you can just go check now and just let me know while I'm on the phone.
You were right in the middle of the yard?
Yeah, it's a big, it's a blue, weed pipe.
Let me look and I'll call you back.
Well, you don't have to call me back. I can stay on the phone. It's kind of important.
Let me just go look and I'll call you right back because I gotta get up and get dressed.
Yeah, well, I can't have you call me back because my cat is sleeping and I don't want the phone to wake her up. So I can just hold.
Dude, hey, I'll just go look in the morning. How about that?
No, I really need to know now because I've been sober for almost 20 minutes now, and I kind of need that pipe back, if you understand what I'm saying.
Well, why don't you come and look for it?
Because it's dark outside. You know, it's almost 1:30 in the morning.
How'd you get my number anyway?
Oh, it's in the phone book.
It can't be in the phone book, dude. It's a cell phone number.
Well, it's not in the business yellow pages, but if you call the operator and ask for the, you know, the residential pages, it's there.
Were you walking a dog earlier?
Yeah, I'm the guy with the dog.
I mean, I just saw somebody walking. When I was coming home from work, I just saw somebody walking a dog and they were smoking something.
Yeah, that was me. My dog was smoking, too. We're both high right now.
Well, what house number do you live at?
You know, a few houses down at 128. Yeah, not that long ago. You remember me. I waved to you and the moving truck was in my driveway. You know, I waved down the street and I'm like, "Hi, Chad." And you waved back, I think. But anyway, can you just go see if my weed pipe's in your yard?
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable going out there.
Well, it's okay. Just bring a flashlight. I just want to know if it's out there.
Well, dude, I'll check, and I will call you back in the morning. How about that?
Well, what time in the morning? Because I have to work.
Okay, well, I do, too. That's why I'm kind of weirded out getting a phone call at 1:30 in the morning. Then.
Well, that's why I'm trying to get this taken care of. And it's not 1:30 yet. It's only 1:24.
Still, dude, it's late. I get up and go to work every day in the morning, man.
All right.
I'll get out there and check, and I'll call you back in the morning.
Well, can you just check right now? It's kind of important.
Well, dude, I don't want to go out there.
Well,
you're the one that dropped the thing out smoking pot, man. It wasn't nothing that I did.
I know, but it's in your yard, and I feel that makes it, you know, your responsibility to go look for it.
I will look for it, and I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay.
Alright, thanks, man.
Okay, I'll call you back in a few minutes and see if you found it.
I'll see you later, dude.
Okay. Thanks, Chad.
Yep, bye.
Bye. Well, Chad did not care that I was smoking weed in his yard. I think he'd be a great neighbor. Let's see if Jamie's is understanding. I think Jamie's his wife because they're on the same directory listing.
Hello.
Hello, Jamie?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Jamie. This is Paul from down the street. And I was in your yard about an hour ago, and I think I dropped my weed pipe. And I called Chad, but he won't go looking for it. So I was wondering if maybe you can go see if it's out there.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious. I was smoking weed in your yard, and I think I dropped my weed pipe.
Well, call somebody else.
Well, I did. I called Chad, but he wouldn't look for it. He said he wouldn't look for it till later in the morning.
Who is this?
This is Paul from down the street. But Chad won't look for it until later, so I was hoping maybe you can go look.
Oh, call my number again.
Oh, come on, Jamie. I thought you'd be more reasonable about this. And she's gone. Okay. Hello? Hello, Dave?
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, it's Paul from down the street. How are you?
Paul?
Yeah, I'm Paul. I live a few houses down. Anyway, oh, okay. So I was in your yard about an hour ago, and I think I may have dropped something, and I was wondering if you could see if it's still there. Kind of important.
Excuse me?
I was playing in your yard about an hour ago, and I think I may have dropped my weed pipe because I was smoking weed in your yard, and I was wondering if you could see if I dropped my pipe in your yard because I can't find it. I was kind of in the middle of your yard, I think, so I think that's probably where it might be.
I think you have the wrong number.
No, this is Dave. You live at on Stone Cottage Drive?
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
No, it's right there, you know, in your house. I dropped it in the middle of your yard. So, can you just see if it's still there?
And what is your name?
My name is Paul.
What's your last name?
It's who? Paul
yeah,
who?
Yeah, what is your last name?
It's who? Paul who? H-U?
And what address do you live at?
I'm at 131. I stay with Chad and Jamie. I stay on their couch.
Oh, okay.
So. Anyway, I was wondering if you could just see if my weed pipe's in your yard.
Go ahead and look, okay?
Well, I don't want to look. It's, you know, it's 1:30 in the morning and it's dark outside. I was hoping you could look for me. I mean, it's in your yard, so does it make it your responsibility to look for it?
Yeah. All right. Thanks. I'll take a look and let you know.
Okay. I mean, I can hold if you're going to go look now.
Nah, I'm okay.
Well, when are you going to look for it?
I'll have to wait till it's light out.
Okay, well, you should probably look for it soon because I think the weed pipe is still lit, so it might have weed coming out of it, and I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, don't want the wrong people to find that.
Yep, that's true.
So just...
All right.
Can you just go see if it's there real quick?
No.
But it's kind of important. I've been almost sober for like 10 minutes now. I really need that thing back.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, wait, Dave. Dave. Oh, Dave's gone. All right. Nobody really seems to care that I'm smoking weed in their yard. Except that one lady. She got really mad, but everybody else is just like, whatever. I'll look for it in the morning.
Hello?
Hello, Kathy?
Yes?
Hey, Kathy, it's Paul from down the street. I'm your neighbor.
Okay.
okay.
Okay, so I was playing in your yard at your house about an hour ago, and I think I may have dropped something out there, and I was wondering if you could check and see if it's still there.
Are you kidding me?
No, I was.
It's 1:30 in the morning.
I know, but it was an hour ago. It was only 12:30 when I was out there. Anyway, so I was smoking weed in your yard, and I think I dropped my weed pipe in the middle of your yard, and I was just wondering if it was still there. No. Let's call her back.
Hi, this is Kathy. Leave a message and I'll call.
No. No, Kathy's not answering.
Hello?
Hey, Ronnie.
Hi.
Hey, it's Paul from down the street. I was talking to Kathy, but we got disconnected.
Right.
So anyway, I was in your yard about an hour ago. I was smoking weed in your yard, and I think I dropped my weed pipe, and I just wanted to see if it was still there. And then if it is, I can maybe come back in the morning later and pick it up.
I will look for it in the morning.
Well, is there any way you can look for it now? I spent a lot of money on that thing, and I just want to make sure nobody steals it.
They won't anybody bother it out here. You can look in the morning for it.
I know, but can't you just go look? I think I left it just in the middle of the yard.
Look, buddy, I'm not going to go out looking in the yard.
But it's a very expensive...
Like look for it, that's fine. But look, don't call back.
It's a very expensive weed pipe. I just need to get it back. Oh. Oh, well.
Hello?
Hello, Laurel?
Yes.
Hey, Laurel, it's Paul from down the street. I'm your neighbor.
Paul?
Yeah. Live a few houses down from you over on Parkside.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so I was in your yard playing about an hour ago, and I think I may have dropped something out there, and I was wondering if you can go see if it's still there, because it's kind of valuable. So, yeah, I was smoking weed in your yard, and I think I dropped my weed pipe. Laurel? Alright, let's see if Dawn found it. Dawn and Laura. Hello, Don?
Hello?
Hey, it's Paul from down the street. I'm your neighbor. So, I was playing in your yard about an hour ago, and I think I dropped my weed pipe when I was out there smoking. And I was wondering if you could see if it's still there. Don, it's Paul from down the street. Remember? I wave every time I walk by your house.
What's your last name?
It's Hu. H-U. I'm only about like 3 doors down from you. But anyway, can you just see if my weed pipe's in your yard?
No.
Come on, I paid a lot of money for that thing, and I don't want it to get lost or stolen.
Why don't you go get it?
Well, because I've already got my jammies on, and I'm getting ready to go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
You know, the weed makes you sleepy, you know. And they're gone. And that is the end of today's show. Hope you all enjoyed it. No, in real life, I don't actually smoke weed, but if I did, and I lost my weed pipe in a neighbor's yard, that would probably be a good enough time to quit. So, I think I'm going to quit smoking weed, even though I never started. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the show. Remember to subscribe on Patreon, where you can pay for what I give you for free. Go to patreon.com/prankoperator. And make sure you send your suggestions for pranks at prankoperator.com. I know I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, but I'm reminding you so you don't forget, because I'd like to start doing shows more often. I've been trying to do that, but, you know, if you send me lists of numbers and ideas, I might get shows out more quickly, and I might do more of them. So, thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, and have an awesome day.
Off the dope again. My doc says no more smoking rope again. And no more hanging with my reefer smoking friends. Sure feels great to be off the dope again. I can cope again. No need to hide my breath with scope again. Remember things that I'd forgotten way back when, like showering and using soap again. Off the dope again. No more buying nickel bags along the highway. All my friends, don't be passing great big doobies over my way, at least till Friday. I'm off the dope again. I've been smoking rope since I was in. I might buy a house with all the cash that I don't spend. Sure is nice to be off the dope again. I won't be on that slippery slope again.
Why are you smoking weed in the woods?